The show is called Live and Local. It's your connection to local music and more. We've got some theater and music on the show today. Theater coming from the Red Mask Players in Danville. They're opening a premiere called Romantic Fever. Opens this weekend and runs through the 9th of April. It's a farce by Sharon Tipsword, who is described here as one of Red Mask's own. And we've got two of the 11-member cast with us on the show to give us a bit of a preview, and they claim they're going to rope me into it, so we'll see how that goes. And then in the second portion of the show, we'll be hearing from cellist Barbara Hedlund and accordion player Maria Mercello, who are presenting the program tomorrow at noon at the Mills Breast Cancer Institute Music Series. It's a free event, happens every Thursday from noon to about 12:45. Always, I guess I said already that it's free. And so they'll give us a sample of that live in our studio. It's Live and Local. Stay tuned. Thank you. That was Celtic harpist Patrick Ball, who has actually played in our show before when he was here, I think, for the Piper's Hut concert series. And this is a new CD he just sent me. It's called The Wood of, I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm really bad with my Celtic. Mora, if it was French. The tune was called, which one did I play here? It was not The Lament of Tristan. Passing Thus Alone, that's what it's called here. And he has brass strings on that harp, as I recall. Really fascinating instrument. Patrick Ball here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Support for our show comes from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 2 to 6 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. On this portion of the show, we've got two members of the cast of a play called Romantic Fever, which is a Midwest premiere, the satire written by Red Mask's own Sharon Tipsword. It opens this weekend, continues through the 9th of April, and the two members of the cast that we have with us are Gracie Oliver and Starla Cummings. And we're very pleased that you had the time to come over. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So who is Sharon Tipsword, and why is she called one of Red Mask's own?
Sharon is an amazing actress. I've had the chance to act with her in a previous show, one of my first Red Mask shows. I had no idea that she had written this play before. I just came to auditions and I saw her name on the script, and I was excited that now I had a chance to learn from her as a director, as well as I had already had the chance to act with her.
So she is directing the show?
Yes.
And having written it as well? And you said, now, I don't know how old you are, but you look relatively young. And you said this is one of, you worked with her in one of your first shows. How many shows have you been involved with?
I've only actually done two Red Mask productions. I'm actually a theater major in college at Danville Area Community College. I've done in my life probably about 10 shows, but only two of those are Red Masks. So Sharon Tipsword was part of my first Red Mask.
So this is your third one then, or this is just second?
This is actually my second. I've acted with other Red Mask players, but not in an actual Red Mask show. We did an excerpt from To Kill a Mockingbird at Bremer Theater of DAC, which was part of the Red Mask players, but not on the theater. So.
Not on the actual, yeah. on their series.
Yes.
And I should say that the person who has just been talking here is Gracie Oliver. You play the character of Anna Lee.
Yes.
Who is Anna Lee in this farce?
Anna Lee is a ghost. She is a lover of love. That's the best way to put it. She is a ghost that came back, and she wants everyone to fall in love, and she kind of stalks Starless character, Eleanor, and she really wants Eleanor to find love again. And I'm trying to find love myself with someone up in heaven. Myself.
There seems to be a tendency for Red Mask players this season anyway to have ghosts in its shows, because I think we had, I know that we had somebody in from the play Laura, which if I recall, the title character was a ghost. Am I remembering that right?
Laura?
Or am I misremembering that completely? Did you see that show, either of you?
I saw Laura. The main character Laura was pretending to, they thought she was dead, and so this man fell in love with her portrait. But as for a ghost,
I'm remembering it now, because we weren't supposed to give it away.
Yeah.
That it turns out she wasn't dead.
Dead. Yeah.
But since the play is over, we can say that it turns out she wasn't. But she appears to be a phantom for the duration of it.
Yeah, for portion of the show.
So, well, there we have it. So, Starla, your character of Eleanor.
Yes.
We know that she needs to find some sort of love, at least according to Anna Lee. But what's your background that have
that
you been...
Me to red mask?
No, well, we'll get to that, but I mean of your character that Annalise seems to think you need to find love.
Eleanor is a widow. She has been called back to the mansion in Georgia by these haunting sounds and luring her back. So she comes back to the mansion because she's called back. She doesn't exactly know why. So she meets family and some friends, and it makes for great comedy and ghostly brawls and love that emerges.
Brawls? Ghostly brawls?
Yes.
Oh, dear, I think I gave a secret away. Well, I'll just have to attend to find out what happens.
So do you know Sharon also, Sharon Tipsworth?
Actually, I met Sharon. This is my first time meeting her. I have heard great things about her as being a director from previous friends who have been in a Red Mask play directed by her. Actually, I've been with Red Mask since 1982, not as a performer, but as an active audience member. So this is my first time with stage performance through Red Mask, and it's a very exciting experience.
What possessed you after all this time of sitting in the audience to decide to actually audition for a show?
I like that word, possessed.
Well, it would take serious possession for somebody, you know, for me to get up and do that.
Actually, it was something that I have always...
Actually, Starlight, we're having a little mic trouble. Would you sort of aim yourself a little bit toward Gracie's microphone?
Sure. Actually, I have always wanted to perform ever since a little girl. You know, when you make up and dress up. So to actually have the opportunity to do this as an adult and actually really do it to perform is really an exciting experience for me.
Well, what took you so long then?
You know, have you ever heard of the phrase, a late bloomer?
I've heard that.
Possibly, maybe that's where I fall in at that category.
I've also heard of procrastination and total petrification, which would both of which would fall for me. But
No, that's not me. Just timing, and this is the right moment.
Have you done other shows then? For other places?
Many, 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 many years ago when I was in high school, and the name of the play was the Community Theater in Hoopston, and the name of the play was Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court.
You know, I have never seen that, and I'm trying to remember, I don't even know if I've read the book. It was a Mark Twain story.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the role that I had was a maid in waiting. So I only had a few lines, totally different from this play. This play, I play the lead character, and I have many lines, and Sharon has been more than phenomenal helping me learn those and directing me. So this has really been a wonderful experience for me.
We think we have your mic back working. So
okay.
Oh, yeah, that sounds much better. I hope we were able to hear what you said a little bit earlier. Well, one of you, why don't you give us the overall picture of this play? And then let's hear a couple of samples from it.
Okay. Well, overall, it is a romantic comedy. It deals with a widow who has been have haunting dreams to call her back to her mansion in Georgia where she was living with her husband who had died 4 years ago, and she's struggling with an inner turmoil of love.
Are you that widow?
Or I am.
That's yeah.
I am that widow who's having an inner struggle with love. And Gracie is spookily and full of spoofs trying to bring that to light and to help me find love and find love herself.
And it says here in the description from the website that there's also a sexually frustrated maiden sister-in-law, an annoying young woman demanding her invitation to an antebellum ball, and a dashing rogue bewitched and bewildered by her assistant, a northern aggressor.
Well.
It makes it sound pretty good. Does that sound familiar?
Doesn't it sound exciting? Doesn't it make you just want to come?
Yeah. Well, somebody did their work in writing some marketing copy. It sounds kind of interesting to me. So there's a couple of ghosts. You're not the only one, Annalie, the character of Annalie.
No, in the end, there is another ghost.
Oh, did I just give something away?
Oh, don't give away the secrets, Annalie.
This is on the website here. So, well, why don't we have a couple of samples here? Gracie, why don't you introduce the first one? And you claimed you were going to rope me into one of these, or have we given up on that idea?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, we have a small scene, and then we're gonna rope you into the next one.
Okay, all right.
This first scene is when Eleanor first meets my character, Anna Lee.
And it's from the play called Romantic Fever, being put on by the Red Mask Players in Danville, which opens this weekend.
You're very pretty. Oh, I'm so glad. I was afraid you'd look a lot different than your portrait. Older, you know, wrinkles, and maybe gotten a little fatter, even haggard. When a woman's been alone as long as you've been, she sometimes ages quickly. But you're lovely. I'm so glad. Do you, Miss New York?
How did you get in here?
I was on the balcony.
Would you like to tell me who you are and why you're dressed like that?
Oh, isn't it scrumptious? I'd wish I'd lived back then, don't you? All the petticoats and ruffles and bows and flowers in your hair. I wonder if you can get reincarnated back in time, or is it only forward? It doesn't seem fair. I'm Anna Lee Armstrong Taylor. I used to live about a mile from here. Tomorrow night is the Hamilton Ball.
The Hamilton Ball?
Every year, the Hamiltons hold an antebellum ball. Everyone dresses up in all that 1850s elegance and just dances and dances. I wanted so much to talk to you and show you my dress.
It's a costume.
Why, yes. Did you think I was a ghost from the past?
And that's teaser number one with the characters of Anna Lee, the ghost or not, as she's suggesting here, and then Eleanor with Starla Cummings and Gracie Oliver. And then this next one I'm supposed to get involved with, huh? Do I get
Absolutely.
My own copy?
Yes. You're going to be the character Trumbull.
Oh, Trumbull. Who's Trumbull?
Trumbull, the mysterious cousin of Eleanor's late husband.
The cousin of the late husband. How long are we going here? Do you see a couple of pages?
Yeah.
I see where it stops being circled.
Yeah.
Wow, this is... I'd like to say this is the first time that I've been involved in these, but unfortunately it's not. And I have a feeling it won't be the last. So this is yours truly, winging it on on this play called Romantic Fever, a farce by Sharon Tipsword, who's also the director of this production for Red Mask Players in Danville. And, okay, so I start, right?
Yes.
Is there a setup? What's the setup for this? Give me my motivation here. As if it'll help.
Anna Lee has disclosed to me some ghostly secrets that she has had me participate in, and I'm becoming shockingly aware of this news, and I am just perplexed and in disbelief that this could happen or that she could let this happen to me. So we are in the moment of finding out what she has done.
All right. So I start this thing here.
Yes.
It says here that I'm thinking that she's going to say that I was obnoxious last night for some reason or another. I know.
Trumbull, about last night.
You want an apology.
An apology?
A drunk is a drunk.
I was drunk, too.
No, but he had a few.
Well, then that explains it. You must have been drunk to act as you did.
Trumbull, last night should never have happened.
He overpowered you.
You overpowered me.
I threw you over my shoulder. It was nothing.
Oh, it was something, believe me.
I wasn't myself last night. I didn't know what I was doing.
Are you telling me you aren't engaged to Evelyn?
Of course not.
You love him.
I love you. I mean, it doesn't matter. If we made love last night...
We made love last night?
I know, but you have to forget the things I said.
Do you remember what you said?
That no matter what I said today, don't let me go.
That no matter what I said today, don't let me go.
I won't.
You have to.
Why should he?
Right, and that's that, right?
Last night was a mistake.
And scene. So my line I missed was, why should I? Yeah, okay. You didn't circle that one. Well, now that was fun. Where's my costume? What are the costumes like for this show, by the way?
Mine is fun. I actually get to wear a hoop skirt, and I'm dressed up in a antebellum ball gown, which is, you know, my Annalise costume that she's always wanted to have. She's always wanted to dress up in an antebellum ball gown.
So is that what she wears for the duration of the thing?
I mean, yes.
Ghosts don't get to change clothes, do they?
Nope.
No, unfortunately.
Well, I'm a New York businesswoman, and I get to wear some pretty awesome-looking suits and hats and shoes. And then my costume takes a twist and spin, and, ooh, I better not reveal too much.
In more ways than one, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's Starla Cummings as Eleanor and Gracie Oliver as Anna Lee in the play Romantic Fever, a farce by Sharon Tipsword. It opens on the 25th. What is that, Friday?
Yes.
Yes.
With shows this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then also on April 1st through 3rd and April 8th and 9th. For more information, you can go to redmaskplayers.com. And this is the last show of the current season, and I presume at some point there will be an announcement about the new season. And it's going to be in the Catherine Randolph Theater. And I just learned, I should have known this before, was named for one of the, after the very first director of the theater company. And is there a phone number for tickets?
Here is some other.
I have some more information.
Information.
What does it have here? Okay, the box office number, area 217-442-5858. To make reservations. You can also email redmaskplayers.com. And Friday, Saturday show times are at 8 o'clock. Sunday is at 2 o'clock. And very reasonably priced tickets, it appears to me. Thank you both very much for joining us on the show.
Thank you
for inviting us.
And best of luck with the opening. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Next up, we're going to be having live in our studio a couple of players who are involved in the music series at the Mills Breast Cancer Institute on the main Carl Clinic campus in Urbana on University Avenue. They'll be giving a program tomorrow from noon to 12:45, and we hope you'll stick around on Live and Local.
Thank you.
That was a tune called Casa de la Memoria, or House of Memories, performed by the ensemble Acoustic Eidolon, or Eidolon, not sure how they pronounce it, from their disc called River of Fire, which came out in 2008. And that duo, who consists of cellist, is it Hannah?
Alkire.
And then Joe also, same last name, right?
Mm-hmm. He's yeah. Her husband.
Joe is plays this interesting 14-string double neck gitjo, which is an instrument I haven't heard of, presumably a combination of guitar and banjo, and then Hannah playing a cello. As you could probably tell, they are going to be appearing on the music series at the Mills Breast Cancer Institute in Urbana coming up in April. On tomorrow's music series programs at noon, a free program from noon to about 12:45, there will be accordion player Maria Merkello with cellist Barbara Hedlund, and Barbara is actually the coordinator and producer of the music series, which has been going on now, Barbara, for what? Is this the second this or third
second,
year?
Second year. Tomorrow will be performance number 116.
Really?
Yep. We've had
well,
a lot
I guess,
of weeks.
Yeah, if you have, so it must be second year plus a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. We started in the fall of 2008, and we've had some months off during the holidays, and we get Thanksgiving off, but pretty much every week we have a program.
What was the genesis for the genesis for the music series?
Well, partly because the late Linda Mills loved music. And when the building was being constructed, and of course named in her memory, there were some doctors and members of the foundation board who not only are musicians themselves, but know the healing powers of music and had experience with music therapy and other medical centers, and they wanted to start the program at Mills as part of their healing environment.
So is the idea that people who show up for this are patients, may or may not be patients? Who generally shows up and who was sort of expected to show up?
Well, we of course know that there will be staff there, and there will be patients and members of their family or friends who are there to support them, maybe waiting while they're in being treated. Sometimes, like, I guess if you're having infusion, you're there for quite a number of hours. And it's a way of saying this is a place of hope and life and vitality, and sometimes it's a distraction for people who have to be there for a long time. Mm-hmm. So if they're coming for a treatment at 1 o'clock, a lot of the patients now organize their visits so they arrive at noon to enjoy the music series, and then they have their treatment at 1 o'clock. But there are people who are just walking by in the hallway to see a friend or go pick up something from the pharmacy or go have an exam somewhere else in the building. And they stop in and they listen for a few minutes, and it calms them and brightens their day.
And, of course, anybody who's listened to the show and gets intrigued, you're certainly welcome to stop by. It doesn't cost anything. It takes mm-hmm. place right in the atrium.
Correct.
Which is a lovely space. There's a nice piano there, which is often used mm-hmm. for these programs. This month you had a violin and piano with a Georgia Hornbacker, who was actually on our show a couple weeks ago. This was a prelude to her recital at Millikan University, and a couple weeks ago, tenor Justin Vickers, piano Andra Weisheit, is that how you said his name?
Uh-huh. And I played with them on the four hymns of Ralph von Williams. I adapted, I'm sure violists won't enjoy the fact that I took their part away from them, but I adapted the viola part for cello, and it worked really well.
Oh, that happens a lot. You know, as an ex-horn player, I resent the cellists who have stolen Schumann's Adagio and Allegro, for example.
What?
And violists have done that, too. So the violists are always stealing from people.
I will break this up, right?
That's just the sort of people they are, those violists, right?
Well, when you can't get a good violist, there's always a cellist around, so it's availability.
And then last week you had pianist Timothy Allen, who from the University of Illinois faculty, and then of course the program tomorrow called Heartstrings, which has a double meaning perhaps, or not really.
Maybe.
Medical meaning in this case, potentially?
Well, I hadn't thought about it in that sense. But yes, of course, it does make your heart feel better. We know that listening to music lowers your blood pressure and releases good endorphins, the positive endorphins. I wasn't thinking about that when I picked the title, but it was partly because, obviously, I'm a string player, but the music that we chose touches your heart.
And in the accordion, there are no strings, but there are reeds.
Yes, and they breathe near your heart.
And you cause them to breathe.
Exactly.
With the pumping motion of
exactly.
the bellows.
Exactly. See? Yes, Maria. All connects itself to each other.
Maria Merkello and Barbara Hedlund, what is our first selection?
Could we do the Bizet but not the Carmen?
Are you asking me? You
just
certainly
the
can
air.
If you like.
I'm just asking
She's
the
She's suggesting
air.
That we oh, change right. from our first plan.
Okay.
All right. And we'd
Maria
like
is always improvising.
So you know this is an aria, and of course we're going to...
Well, I don't know what it is. Does
that, it's the Pearl Fishers.
Oh. It's the romance from Bizet's Pearl Fishers, but most people know the duet.
Yes, we said Elle, which we are not going to do.
Okay, so whose voice part is the accordion stealing from?
Tenor.
The tenor.
Probably. And I'll try to hold the fermata.
And
like
the cello
tenor.
Stealing from the baritone, I presume. Borrowing.
Probably so.
Borrowing, yeah.
We trade off a little bit in this. You'll see.
Okay. From the opera The Pearl Fishers by Georges Bizet. What a rude sound, Maria, that instrument makes. Squeezing the bellows together and letting the air out, in case you wondered what that was.
Oh, this.
Yeah. Yeah, the sighing of the accordion. Maria Merkello on the accordion. I had to look and see what that was, actually.
Oh, I had to do that in rehearsal a couple times, too.
She said, is this something I should know? I said, no.
Well, that's one of those, it's one of those sounds you aren't aware of with the accordion if you're not up close.
And see, if you're playing and you're out like this, you should always go in like this and then start. Right? It's like your little bowling thing.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, lesson. So you don't want to do this and then push it in, right? Because you're ruining the bellows.
Of course, this being video, people don't know what like this means. Or not be, it's radio and not television.
Okay. Yeah, I've learned a lot from rehearsing with Maria, things that I didn't know. As many years as I've known her and performed with her at the Prairie Ensemble and with the symphony and occasional performances here in town, but to actually spend that much time with her in the last week or so, it's like...
It's trying, isn't it?
It was.
We had a lot of fun.
I've known Maria for a while too, so I hope I can sort of get away with
Long
this sort of
time.
Thing.
Actually,
yes.
It's interesting because when we came in here, she said, I'm not going to tease Kevin. I'm going to behave today. But you're teasing her.
I'm getting her back for all the times. So Maria Merkello and Barbara Hedlund, who are going to be at the Mills Breast Cancer Institute tomorrow from noon to about 12:45, a free program. Anybody's welcome to wander in for all or part of the program. You know, I really have to go see the Pearl Fishers sometime.
It's beautiful.
Because all the music I've heard, not just the famous duet, you know, between the tenor and the bass, but baritone, but many other
arias.
Yes, gorgeous. Yes, it sounds haunting and incredibly sad.
It was his graduation project, Bizet.
Was it?
Yes.
From college?
L'Opéra,
conservatory
in Paris.
Wow.
He was maybe 22.
Not a bad job.
The librettist, two of them, thought so little of his future music. They thought, what can a 22-year-old do? So they wrote the most ludicrous libretto. And then they apologized later when they heard the music. And that he still made it work in such a sublime way. It's just gorgeous.
It's actually a gorgeous story too. I think. I mean, I don't know what the libretto reads like. And he has a symphony that was also he was like 20 or something like that when he wrote it. It was a fabulous piece of music and sort of a riotous amount of fun. Symphony in C, it's called.
Yes.
You'll find thousands of used albums plus CDs, videotapes, DVDs, and working stereo equipment at the Vintage Vinyl Sale coming up on April 30th. They'll be at a new site this year, the former Altman's Billiard and Barstool Supply at 301 West Market View Drive in Champaign. Proceeds will benefit the Illinois Radio Reader, which is a part of Illinois Public Media. And this is IPM's Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we're showcasing these two performers who are but one program out of... What are you doing 40 weeks a year? Are you running through the summer with the music series?
We are. I've just received word that we will continue, although there's some discussion whether we might take the month of July off. So I haven't finalized that yet, but it looks like we might continue through December again.
So most every week of the year, there will be a free program. If you don't know what it is, just show up. It's always at noon, and it's always on a Thursday.
Correct.
And they can bring their lunch, right?
Can bring their lunch if they want, or they can go down the corner to the La-Ti-Da and get some food, or go to the cafeteria afterwards and buy some food. They have a wonderful cafeteria at the hospital.
Mm-hmm. So what was the idea behind this heartstrings program for tomorrow?
It was a genesis of, when I first came to town, I played a few gigs with Maria many years ago, and we lived basically behind each other, and her children actually babysat my son. So we got to know each other more on a social basis than we did on a musical basis. But recently, a year or so ago, we did a 40 North Art Attack at the Cakes on Walnut downtown in Champaign, and then we played at the Windsor Savoy, and we did a couple of programs at the... Well, we did one program together at Mills with tango dancers. And Maria had done a single program all by herself the year
Joan
before. And so they keep evolving. And we found that the timbre, the cello, and the accordion seem to work very well together. And we like each other. So we said, most of the time. No, we like each other.
I'm just sitting out on that one.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We're watching
Wise
your
man.
Face.
But we... We both have similar tastes. We like romantic music and we like ethnic music. And it's not something I get to play very much. As a cellist in the orchestra, I'm often playing bass lines and harmony lines and not so much of the melody. And so this was a nice opportunity to play some of our old favorites and some new favorites that we've gotten to know.
Well, speaking of types of music that a cellist might play, particularly in orchestra, Maria, what give us an idea of the range of music that you have covered on the accordion that includes some that one doesn't necessarily associate with the accordion.
Right. Well, there's music specifically written for. There's a piece that Rudolf Hagen and I did actually that was written for cello and accordion. Matthias Seiber wrote. He died in 1950. It was very serious music. We did that at Krannert 2000. And then the pieces with Champaign-Urbana Symphony and Danville Symphony, some show pieces, some serious music, Shostakovich, Dominic Argento's Valentino Tangos I did with Champaign-Urbana Symphony and Jacksonville Symphony. And then just really ethnic music from most countries where the music just sounds wonderful. You always listen to the music first and not say, where is it from? You ask that later. Then, oh, it's from there. That's wonderful. So.
And you, of course, you play in a, you play still in the Little Oi on the Prairie.
Yes.
Klezmer music. And you still have your gig at the German restaurant,
the
Bayernstube in Gibson City.
18th year now.
And that's sort of typical German Oompa
of
music?
Well, I play a lot of music that I just like. So there's a little bit of German.
And a lot of
whatever. And then for the Oktoberfest, I have a clarinetist and a tuba player who joins me for 10 evenings.
You better have a tuba player for Oktoberfest.
Yes, because they advertise that real Oompa sound.
And when are you at the Bayernstube?
By myself, most Fridays, from like February to just before Christmas, unless bad weather or something else. And then Oktoberfest is the last weekend in September and 4 weekends in October.
So people can show up at dinner time on Fridays, and chances are you'll have some music with them.
They can talk to me.
Good German
and
food.
I'm not loud.
They don't put a microphone up to the accordion?
Never.
I'm surprised.
I'm just the boss of me.
That's the tendency these days. You know, you mic everything and even the tiniest, smallest spaces.
Yes, yes. Because there's no need to. We can just.
Thank you. Well, I'm on a campaign, and I have the microphone, so I'm going to just pop out with this every once in a while. It's live and local on FM 90.9. Let's have another tune. Is this the one where I get to choose, or have you got one?
You get to choose. Would you like Schubert?
Or.
Or Schubert.
Well, you could have Schubert, Wagner,
or Liszt.
Something that we might play from, that would be played at the temple for a wedding or a wedding reception, or some Hungarian music or Irish music.
Let's have some Irish music.
But that's more for
we're still close to St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, it's only 6 days.
After all, but you didn't have Irish music on St. Patrick's Day last week with Tim Allen.
Did
he play something?
He played Beethoven sonatas because he's preparing his fourth album, to record his fourth album. And so he brought two Beethoven piano sonatas to play for us. And it was a wonderful performance. He's just a marvelous performer.
He is. But now you get to make up some post St. Patrick's Day Irish music.
You leave me with all those endearing young charms.
We have a medley that we've put together.
Yes, Killarney.
Go right ahead.
And it lasts about 6 minutes if we play everything.
That's
so
fine.
We'll make it five.
Do what you like.
Okay. If you need to cut us off, I know you know how to give us a cutoff.
You'll be fine. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy it.
Okay.
Maria Merkella with Barbara Hedlund here on Live and Local. Thank you. That's it.
That's enough.
Little medley of Irish tunes. Cellist Barbara Hedlund and accordion player Maria Marcello here on Live and Local. They're going to be playing tomorrow at noon at the Mills Breast Cancer Institute on Carl Clinic's campus on University Avenue in Urbana. A free program. The music series has a show just about every Thursday at noon, except, as Barbara said a little earlier, perhaps in July, and that remains to be seen. They've got programs scheduled quite a ways out. Next week is an appearance by The Chorale, based in Champaign, a musical tribute to the Gift of Song with the music director Julie Byler. Coming up, the Big Blue Stem String Band, celebration of the Great American Songbook with Darden Purcell and Sean Purcell. And we mentioned earlier Acoustic Eidolon or Eidolon, and we'll be actually having an interview with that ensemble, which we heard earlier on the show, coming up closer to that event. And then lots more things as well. You can check it out on the Mills site, which is
MillsHope.com.
MillsHope.com. Thanks. Here's some other events going on in our listening area I want to be sure that you know about. Tomorrow night at the Doudna Fine Arts Center at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston, a concert by the Jazz Ambassadors of the U.S. Army Field Band. That concert starts at 7:30, and in fact we'll be having a conversation with one of their members on tomorrow's Live and Local, also at the Doudna Fine Arts Center on Sunday. From the U.S. military bands, it's a group called Brass in Blue, and I'll be having a conversation with one of their members also. So tomorrow, a bit of military music representation on Live and Local. The Impalas will play blues at Emerald City Lounge tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. That's in Champaign. The group Weasel Dreams plays jazz at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Chicago Farmer plays folk music at Diggers in Bloomington tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. At the Doudna Fine Arts Center in the Recital Hall, it's the Eastern Illinois University Musical Theater Opera Program presenting an evening of scenes. That's tomorrow night, Friday night and Saturday night at 7:30. Nothing But Treble, an evening of musical theater featuring women. Will also, that's the same program, isn't it? I'd have to get somebody to weed out my calendar here. That's the theme for that musical opera production to Friday night at 7:30. Present Laughter is also in Charleston. That's at the Charleston Alley Theater, 7:30 Friday, also Saturday with a Sunday matinee at 1 o'clock. And the Peoria Symphony Orchestra performing a subscription concert Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Peoria Civic Center. And there are many more things going on, I'm sure, but that's what I've got on my calendar. If you'd like to let me know about your event or your organization that you think our listeners would like to know about, write to me at willcalendar@illinois.edu. That's W-I-L-L calendar at illinois.edu. So let's have one more tune from this Heartstrings program for tomorrow.
How much time do we have left?
We have 4 minutes.
Okay.
Perfect, right?
I love what it is.
Let's play it in the form then. Okay. We thought one of the selections, I'll get my mouth going, are works that are performed at the temple for weddings. We often do a lot of single engagements, parties, weddings, receptions to fill in and our repertoire and our work schedules. And these are two works that are very well-known wedding processionals, Erev Shel Shoshanim and Dodi Lee. And then, of course, when you have the ceremony end, so that we have a wedding recessional, the Simontov, Mazeltov. So we have to end on a bright high note.
Sure. Cellist Barbara Hedlund, accordionist Maria Marcello. You now have 3 minutes. Thank you. The accordion player Maria Merkello, who's getting the giggles here for some reason, with the cellist Barbara Hedlund. Barbara is the producer of the music series at the Mills Breast Cancer Institute and Carl Cancer Center, which is on University Avenue in Urbana. And they'll be playing tomorrow, a free program from noon to about 12:45, and there's a program every Thursday at that same time. Thank you very much for joining us on Live and Local.
Thank you for inviting us.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WYL-FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. WYL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And we have support today in part from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 2 to 6 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is at thecorkscrew.com.